Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kathy Booth and we want to talk about a special art and skill, I think. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning.
Kathy, I keep hearing on the radio, seeing the paper about a knitting group. And it always says to contact you. So I guess just to start out simply, where is it and when is it?
Well, the first Wednesday of every month at 10 o'clock in the morning, we meet at the Atlantic Library down in the meeting rooms on the first floor.
Okay. So it's just once a month.
Well, actually, we meet every Wednesday morning. We started out, most of the people were from Griswold, so we meet in Griswold the other Wednesdays at the community center at 10 o'clock. And then they felt sorry for me having to drive down there. So they said, well, let's meet in Atlantic once a month. So we meet at the library on the first Wednesday then.
Okay. Does that make sense? Yes, it does. First Wednesday, Atlantic, second, third, and fourth, or fifth if there is one, is in Griswold at the community center. And when my first thought, is this a knitting class or it is a knitting group?
It's a knitting group. Although we have one or two people that are very good knitters and very good at teaching. And if you have any problems with your knitting or that sort of thing, then we all kind of talk it through and work with people that are starting to knit to learn a little bit more along the way.
So that's good to know. You don't have to be an expert to start there. You just come and enjoy each other, I think. I think this has a lot of sociability with it as well as the knitting.
Oh, well, yeah. And you don't really even have to be a knitter. You know, some people bring their crocheting, some people bring their sewing projects, their quilting, that sort of thing.
Okay, so it says to me that you're being creative in some way and then enjoying the company there, because that's a really important part of our lives, is to talk with other people and also a chance to meet some new people.
It really has been lovely. We've been doing this. Nobody can remember how long we've been doing it, but it's been somewhere around 10 years, I think. And I've met people that I never knew before and have gotten to know them as friends. It's been lovely. And we're always anxious to have somebody join us. I know it can be a little daunting, you know, if you don't know anybody, but I think maybe that's why my name's on the thing. Just call me and, you know, we can get you all set up to come and at least you'll have visited with me a little bit. It won't be like you're walking into a whole group of complete strangers, but we're pretty friendly and usually not too odd.
Well, I don't know. Artsy, craftsy people, some people think are odd. I don't think that. I think they just have great imaginations and thinking abilities. So how do you come in, you bring a project, then what happens? You just sit down and start working?
Yep, pretty much. And if you're new, you know, we of course want to introduce everybody around, you know, and get so you know everybody, kind of know a little something that you can attach so you'll know them the next time, you know, that sort of thing, where they're from, that sort of thing. But it's very informal. We don't have much organization to our meetings at all. And if one or two of us are together, you know, that's fine. Sometimes there's 8 or 12 or I think our whole list is about 16 people. So, but we just come and go. If you've got some place you've got to be and you leave early, that's fine. If you're late, that's fine. You know,
this is a group without responsibility, but other than just being a part of the group, and whether that's talking with everybody or maybe just sitting and working on your project because that's your time away. Let's talk specifically about knitting, because I know that's your forte. Do you all knit on the same thing, or what are the projects?
Oh, we all bring our own projects and something that, you know, we want to be working on. And it can be something as simple as scarves or washcloths or that sort of thing. And some people have made very elaborate things also, you know. It's, and like I say, if it's a new pattern for somebody, then we all try to help figure out the pattern, make sure where we're going astray if things aren't working out, that sort of thing. But we all work at different levels on different things, but we're all interested in what everybody else is doing, of course.
Sounds like a really fun, friendly group. I want to ask you, Kathy, how did you get started knitting?
Well, I mean, I've only knitted for maybe 15 years, but started out, I was going to teach myself to knit, and that lasted about 5 minutes, you know. And my mother was a knitter, but she lived too far away to actually be able to help me very much. So Donna Reimers was having a class at Iowa Western. She was the teacher, and so I knew her, so I thought, I'll go and, you know. Well, it didn't take us very long. We took the class and then decided we could get together on our own and just knit together. And Donna's still part of that group, and she's the person that keeps us on the straight and narrow, you know. And she's a great teacher and has great patience. Goodness knows she's had patience with my projects. But she also makes you do it right and get it right so that you're happy with it when you get done.
So. Yeah, have a good-looking project when you're done with it. So do you remember the first thing that you made?
The first thing I made was, and why I started on that, because it was a little, it was more advanced than a dishcloth, that's for sure. I made a Scottish shawl. And there's a story in my family about that shawl. My grandmother brought the pattern with her when she emigrated here from Scotland, and she made shawls for my sister and I, my sister that's closest to me in age, and I'm sure for my cousins also. And then my mother, she taught my mother to knit, and my mother knitted for the next generation, and then it was getting down to my generation, and somebody had to learn to knit, you know, so that was sort of the thing that started me out thinking that I needed to do that, and now I've knitted the shawl for all of the kids that have come along, or all of the families, at least one for each family, as the babies have come along, but my grandmother was the beginning of that, and she has an interesting story. She learned to knit from her school teacher in Scotland, and my grandmother's mother had died early on, so she didn't teach her. But this teacher taught the girls to sew and to knit and the boys to do some woodworking, but the teacher had no arms. And she wrote with a pen in her mouth, but she also did some of the craft work with her feet. And she taught all of these kids in this school, you know, to knit enough that my grandmother carried it on her whole life, you know. So.
That's really difficult to imagine. And, you know, we hear stories now about people doing that. But to think back, you know, I'm thinking that some people would have said to her, well, you just got to stay home and do nothing. You can't do anything.
Yeah, you can't really have a job or there won't be anything you'll be able to do. But, you know, like always and forever, you know, people who have the gumption and the will and the fortitude to do that can
move along beyond.
It would be nice if she could know all of the people and how she influenced them and just everything as it carried on. So, Kathy, we need to remind people again how they contact you, and when this knitting group takes place.
So this Wednesday, this week, we'll be knitting at the Atlantic Library at 10 o'clock. If you want to, you can give me a call. It's, 249-5645, and we can visit about it.
Okay. So, or just show up at the library, right, in the meeting room, and come on in and meet everybody and see what's going on. We want to thank you very much, Kathy Booth, for visiting with us about knitting and the Knitting and Creative Group. Until next time, here's a thought. You can smile. Age doesn't matter unless you are cheese, wine, or a banana.